Every week, thousands of tossed plastic spoons and forks from cafeterias and restaurants across town head to regional landfills. Last year, a young activist, Forrest Olson, spearheaded an initiative to get the Telluride Elementary School to stop using single-use plastics and switch to reusable metal cutlery instead. Forrest Olson's father is Ken Olson, who, as director of operations and technology for the school district, was also involved in the transition.
I really loved what Forrest did, so we helped him craft a letter to his principal and put together procedures, and he just did an incredible job. And he was on CODA last year, and as he said, well, first the elementary school, then the big school, and then the whole wide world.
Since then, community members have wondered why the same transition hasn't been in place at the Telluride Intermediate High School. As a member of the Carbon Neutral Coalition, a think tank that brainstorms ways to alleviate the carbon footprint in our region, Joanna Canow also helped with the transition.
The school was using silverware, and somewhere along the line, too many of the forks and spoons were tossed out in the garbage, so they had to go to plastic in order to feed the children because they had run out of the silverware. And so this looked like something that could be easily remedied if we got the community behind us.
Canow pointed out that the switch to metal cutlery in the public school cafeterias has occurred ahead of implementation of ordinances passed in both the Mountain Village and the town of Telluride that will ban the use of single-use plastics across the local food service industry. The switch to silverware in the intermediate upper school was accomplished this fall over a month-long push by numerous interested parties.
We Can, and then the Earth Guardian group, and Ken from the school, and parents, and school board, and many people who are, you know, helping, wanting to get on board, made this happen so swiftly, and now the transition has happened.
Canow noted one caveat necessary to implementing the change.
Ken said, I think we can get this done, but it needs to come from the kids.
Instrumental in the school-wide silverware drive were students in the fifth grade, particularly a group of young environmental activists called the Earth Guardians, an after-school group run by parent Stacy Tixi, who follow a national curriculum created for student activists. Throughout the year, Earth Guardians educate themselves about the environment, host bake sales, make posters and produce public service announcements around environmental issues, and water and harvest plant life in the Grow Dome, a greenhouse located behind the high school. Two fifth graders, Chase Wesson and Marilyn Jones, were at the forefront of the cutlery initiative, encouraging students to collect cutlery from home and from friends so that the majority of the cutlery was donated, not purchased.
Well, we had to start collecting silverware that we could donate to the cafeteria. We had to start, like, telling people in our grade and everybody else, all the other grades, that what they can do to help.
We started a contest, whatever class earned the most silverware, won a pizza party. So that's what helped us raise a lot of silverware for our cafeteria.
In an effort to motivate cutlery donations, the Carbon Neutral Coalition sponsored a pizza party for the class who collected the most cutlery. While Wesson and Jones were successful in collecting cutlery, their fifth grade class were not the winners.
Miss Wolf's class in the fifth grade.
Are either of you in Miss Wolf's class?
No.
No pizza for you guys.
Canow surmised that this switch to metal cutlery is an effective example of doing and not just talking about doing. According to Olson, the resulting 400-plus units of metal cutlery were acquired in a cost-neutral way. The Carbon Neutral Coalition helped to underwrite a new industrial washing rack for the cutlery, as well as helping to purchase a magneted garbage bin to capture silverware that is accidentally tossed, a behavior that the Earth Guardians hope to change. For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Amy Peters.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KSJD, KVNF, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado.